Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, October 14th, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Keels Creek Winery, featuring a variety of wines using locally grown grapes and local art-themed labels. Located in Eureka Springs with a tasting room and art gallery, Keels Creek proudly supports KUAF. More information available on the web at keelscreek.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, early voting in Northwest Arkansas, and celebrating National Bosses Day with a conversation with our boss.
But first, we start off with a couple of stories about nature. In the first, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis looks at how some local cities are merging urban with nature.
Living in the city, one can forget that nature still exists. But over the course of the past week, a number of stories surfaced that involved bringing nature, or at least the idea of it, back into the city. For instance, this week we brought you a story about a popular stream in Bella Vista that will soon undergo rehabilitation. Daryl Bowman is the lake ecologist and fisheries manager with the Bella Vista Property Owners Association. He says that Tanyard Creek is in desperate need of restoration.
The idea here is to use natural channel design techniques and incorporate bioengineering where we use the mathematics of stream processes and natural materials to just make the stream behave better as a natural system and try to avoid those civil engineering techniques that don't benefit wildlife or aquatic life very well and aren't aesthetically pleasing at all.
Bowman says that while oftentimes creek restoration efforts center on using gabion baskets or loads of large stones spread along shorelines, restoration efforts at Tanyard Creek will be different.
The idea here is to use natural channel design techniques and incorporate bioengineering where we use the mathematics of stream processes and natural materials to just make the stream behave better as a natural system and try to avoid those civil engineering techniques that don't benefit wildlife or aquatic life very well and aren't aesthetically pleasing at all.
Bowman says that Bella Vista has formed a partnership to perform the necessary restoration work.
In order to be better stewards of our stream resources, we've contracted and partnered with Water Resource Conservation Center, which is a nonprofit located in Fayetteville, and they specialize in this sort of stream rehabilitation work. And they have secured what's called a state wildlife grant to work on Tanyard Creek and Bella Vista. And the state wildlife grant is federal money that funnels through the local state agency in any given area.
The entire project will cost an estimated $190,000, including the $70,000 state wildlife grant. In other water news, a group looking to create a watershed sanctuary and preserve a bit of nature in Cave Springs is one step closer to completing the project. We originally brought you this story a few months ago, but the Illinois River Watershed Partnership recently announced that it has reached its fundraising goal to purchase 30 acres of land in Cave Springs, which includes 24 acres of urban forest surrounding the 6-acre Lake Keith. Dilia Hawk is the director of the Watershed Partnership. She says that when complete, the sanctuary will offer a variety of programming and amenities for visitors.
We'll be starting plans with Game and Fish to provide an outdoor classroom, restrooms, a pavilion, trails. We're excited to work with the Forestry Commission, identify trees, and have a watershed quest. We're working with the Nature Conservancy to preserve the area around the cave. We are excited about a grant from the Wingate Charitable Foundation, and they're going to provide opportunities for nature art there on site.
But while the ink may be dry on the deed for the property, the group has much work ahead before the sanctuary will be ready for the public.
We hope by spring or summer to be able to kind of have it open to the public from a safety standpoint, but also from, you know, to have those amenities available, at least the trails and some of the outdoor opportunities available to the public. But we're going to keep the gate closed for now until we can really address any of the safety issues that need to be addressed.
Hawk says that brush and other debris must be cleared before the property will be safe for visitors. In Fayetteville, some segments of the network of recreational trails offer city residents the opportunity to lose themselves in natural surroundings. Construction has begun on another piece of the 36-mile Razorback Regional Greenway. Last week, the cities of Fayetteville and Johnson broke ground on Clear Creek Trail. Matt Mihalovich is Fayetteville's City Trails Coordinator.
One of the nice things it does is provides a true trail experience. Well, throughout the town, really, because it just expands the whole network of trails. But currently, you have to go along a bike lane on Vantage Road to get to Lake Fayetteville. And you do have to cross Zion and Joy Streets. This particular trail will actually go underneath all of the adjacent streets and roads, including Gregg and Wilkerson Street and 71B. So there will not be any road crossings with this trail. It'll be all just off-street trail. So I think that's really one of the unique elements of this particular piece of trail.
While it is possible currently for trail users to navigate from Mud Creek Trail to the trails at the lake, the new trail will provide a safer route.
It's a 3-mile long trail that's connecting from Skull Creek Trail, right where it makes its turn and heads east and becomes Mud Creek Trail. From right there at that point, it's going to head north and then back to the east along Clear Creek, just north of the mall, where it'll then go under 71B and then hook in with the Lake Fayetteville Trail just on the south end of the Spillway Bridge.
Mihalovich says that the trail is being paid for with grant funding allotted to the overall Greenway project. Construction could be complete in about a year that Mihalovich says will be a landmark year for trails in the city.
I'm just excited to see all these connections with the Razorback Regional Greenway and our trail crew. Looking like 2013 is going to be the most trail construction that we've ever had in the city of Fayetteville. So we're very excited to have that and provide these connections for the public to enjoy.
He says that about 4 miles of trail are slated to be complete during 2013. And parks are a large part of the natural feel of Fayetteville as well. A new park opened early in the week when city officials dedicated St. Joseph Park on East Lafayette Street. City Park Development Superintendent Allison Jumper says that the park offers amenities just like you would see in many neighborhood parks.
There are 2 benches, one in kind of the lower grass park area, and there's one up on street level. And then there's a series of 3 terraced seat walls, and it creates sort of an amphitheater-style setting for the neighbors to do Shakespeare in the Park type, you know, informal plays or gathering.
The park was made possible through support of residents in the Washington Willow neighborhood and other residents in the area.
They saw the need for a park several years ago, and when the former St. Joseph School and Church and Rectory were remodeled into residences, there was a parkland dedication requirement for that, so they saw an opportunity there to acquire some parkland for their neighborhood.
Jumper says that other parks created through the land dedication ordinance include Harmony, David Lashley, and Rodney Ryan Parks, just to name a few. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.